But now, even though she's not here, she's left some of her classified ads with us. These are actual things that are available on the web right now. It's Becky's Classifieds, because she loves a bargain. Read out for us by Radio 1's Greg James. Are you ready?
Yeah.
First one.
Paranormal investigators wanted.
Okay, so he wants... you see, we're quite experienced at this.
You're more experienced than me.
Well, I've done it twice.
Yeah. I've done it once.
I'm looking for paranormal investigators, ghost hunters, mediums, and anyone who's interested in the paranormal to form as a group for investigations across Hampshire and the rest of England.
I could do that.
It's your area. It's your manor.
Yep. My hood. Hampshire.
You may be a sceptic or a full-blown believer. It doesn't matter. As long as you're willing to travel, explore, and most of all, take investigations seriously.
We took it seriously when we did it, didn't we?
Oh, very, very seriously, yeah.
Brackets. No p*** takers.
Now, this doesn't sound like the kind of advert that would get a lot of those, does it?
Brackets. No p*** takers.
No.
How many do you think you'd get?
So you're going to do it, then?
Well... You know, Yvette Fielding's going to start a whole new channel on this soon, isn't she? She's got the Paranormal channel coming up, so, I mean, she could probably use it.
Yeah, but are you going to do it? Are you a full-blown believer?
No.
No?
I'm a sceptic.
Right. So not blown at all?
No. He also mentions that he doesn't have any ghost-busting equipment to speak of, so that's good then.
Well, haven't you got some, eh?
What?
I thought you've got a ghost-busting outfit.
Yeah, but I haven't got anything else. I've just got the outfit for fancy dress purposes.
Well, that's
purposes.
A start.
No, don't you need proper stuff, don't you? I don't know. Anyway, ask Yvette Fielding. It's not my bag. Next.
354 videos. £300.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot of videos.
If it was DVDs, I could see that, but videos. Mm. Okay.
I have 354 videos for sale. These include Disney and other films, including Mad Max 1, 2 and 3, and other videos like that.
See, that's not specific enough for me. If
no,
I'm going to spend £300,
really.
So I've got Disney ones, Mad Max 1, 2 and 3, and about 340 others like that.
His rest must be rubbish, mustn't they, if he's singled those out?
I think he's probably, you know, he's got Bambi in there. Mm. I think he's probably got a bit of Mickey Mouse, probably even Pocahontas, and then the rest of them, rubbish. What do you think?
I'll bow down to your superior film knowledge.
Mm, not having that. £300 for 354 videos. Mm. Steep, that is.
No matter how big a fan of Mad Max you are.
That's, yeah, he's got 1, 2 and 3, let's not forget that. But even so, £300 is a lot of money. Next.
Blue revolving flashing police light. New. £5.
Now, £5, that is a bargain. That's better than the videos. I've always wanted a flashing police light.
Have you?
Yeah.
You haven't got a car to put it on, have you?
No, I don't have a car, but I would, you know, I could have stuck it on the top of my friend's cars.
Right.
Or, if you're in a cab, brilliant. Because I take quite a few cabs.
Yeah.
£5 light, bang on the top, off you go. Is that allowed?
Not on a black cab, I don't think. Unless you're undercover.
It is allowed on other
no,
cabs.
I don't think it is, actually. I'm sure it's illegal.
Just black cabs, then. Yeah. Otherwise, you're allowed to do it. But here's the drawback.
Blue revolving police flashing light. This light works with the mains, so it's for indoor use only. Probably suitable for disco / fun.
Now that is ridiculous.
Hang on, so basically he's got a blue flashing light, hasn't he?
Now he kind of tempts you with the, oh, I've got a police light, £5, it's a bargain. What use is it indoors? For discos and fun? What sort of fun?
I don't know. Maybe if you dress up as policemen at night.
That was, which I don't.
And I know you don't. You took a while, though, there, to be honest.
Only in soap operas. Well, that's on a Monday, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, on Hollyoaks, yeah.
Has the Bill one been on yet?
No.
I haven't missed that, good.
Yeah, me talking in a police uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday.
Proper acting.
Yeah. Wish I'd known about the police light at that point.
Why? Why? Would you have arrived in your scene holding the police light? To emphasise that you were a policeman.
Any scene, just plonk it on the table.
I'm a policeman.
Plug it into the mains. Right, next.
Worst present ever.
Okay, good. Well, someone might buy it. People buy anything on these things.
Nobody wants to receive this as a present, but maybe I'm wrong. Would anyone like a free Mind the Gap thong and a bar of soap?
Now, you... That's off the London Underground. You know they have some merchandise available, don't they? Mm. If you ever come to London, you'll see them in all those souvenir shops. They have, like, London Underground boxer shorts and stuff. You seen them?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oxford Circus is there.
Right.
Yeah. Now, this is clearly another part of that merchandise. Mm. But This is a... Listen again.
Nobody wants to receive this as a present, but maybe I'm wrong. Would anyone like a free Mind the Gap thong and a bar of soap?
So that's ladies' underwear with Mind the Gap written on it.
Mm.
What? You can't give someone that. What's that saying about that lady?
What do you want me to say? I can't say, can I?
Anyway, more classifieds coming later. Radio 1.